Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on? What's happening? What's new?
Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as a lead singer for Blind Thought and Dreeve. Let's give it up for Brent Smith, everyone.
Let's go. That was the most amazing thing ever. Oh, my God. I thought this was going to be a dreb. You just threw it on me, man. I love it. What's happening, y'all?
We're doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm great, man. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's been 20 years.
Somewhere around there.
Not that long. Not that long. We were just in Seattle.
No, I know that.
Well,
no,
I know. But we didn't see you. We even said, hey, are they going to swing by? You know, we've been doing this for you, but no. Brent can't come by anymore.
It's been a minute. I guess it has been a minute. Like, all the executives came to the show. They, like, left you at the station. You had to do all the real work.
Yeah, that's because they got a credit card and they can go to dinner.
Yeah, we pay for their credit cards so that they can go.
How you been, man? Everything
good?
What,
it seems like I think there may be some news here about us coming back this December.
Oh, that is correct.
So maybe it'll be our turn to use our credit card and take you guys.
Oh, yeah. That would actually be awesome. Nice. Actually, we'll just use Zach's. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just grab one of them.
Bring it on, man. It's an open line of credit. Let's go.
That's right. Unwrapped, the acoustic holiday. It's going down on December 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena. You're coming up here with Zach for a special acoustic set. We appreciate that, man. Everyone's looking forward to
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, the cool thing about it was, you know, first of all, it gives us an excuse to see our dear friends, you know, in Seattle. And
nice.
But the other side of it, too, is it's a, you know, when you can do it acoustic, everybody kind of has an idea like, well, what is that going to be like? You'll have to come to the show and find out. Usually when it's just me and Zach, there's no choreography. So it turns into a comedy act.
Okay, I was going to ask you, man. Like,
sees us for the first time, me and Zach, they're like, we didn't really realize you were funny. Yeah. And I was like, oh, thanks.
Well, that's great.
That's not always a compliment. Yeah. But, you know, when it does come to doing stuff acoustic, all right, so you guys have done some acoustic stuff together. Are you doing that, or are you going to grab anything that, like, in your mind, there's no way we can pull this off acoustically, so let's give it a try acoustically?
Oh, that's probably the reason to do it the most, is if something, you know, the quintessential idea of, oh, it's probably not going to translate acoustically, like if it's a heavy song or people only know more of a punk rock style or just something that's got, you know, more RPMs, like, well, you can't, like, you know, turn that into a acoustic song. Like 80 to 90% of the material that Shinedown that we write, it'll start all melody and message, so it's mainly about like the melody and the lyrics. So a lot of it starts on an acoustic guitar or a piano. We'll build tracks out a lot of times, you know, depending on what the style of the song is. But that's what makes it fun, man.
You know, I was going to ask.
You're very exposed. When it's just an acoustic guitar, you're very exposed.
But you made a good point, man, because most people I know that write music, right, even some crunchy, thunderous metal band, it typically starts in their bedroom on an acoustic guitar or, like you said, their Casio keyboard or strummed it out on piano.
Yeah, I mean, an example of that, like I've been asked before, about that is, you know, for me to give an example of like a song that's notably, you know, a heavy track that works very well acoustic because people are kind of shocked that it was recorded or the idea came from an acoustic is the song The Sound of Madness. That literally came from me just kind of humming the riff of the song, which was just simply me being like, you know, da na 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 da 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 da, and then just transposing that basically on an acoustic. We put all the bells and whistles on it later, but the core of that song was written on an acoustic guitar.
All right, man, if I were to go through your phone, right, like some people want to send nudie pics and all that, no. I want to hear how many a cappella song ideas you've screened into your phone that have not become songs yet. Like you said, just the da-da-da-da-da.
And like here real fast, put you on speaker.
All right.
Let me look here. Give me a second. I know it's radio. Time's a-wasting. Let's see. 2,317 voice memos.
And it's just you. You have a melody, and you sing out, 10 seconds of it? Like, all right, cool.
I'm looking at this. I can take a screenshot and send this stuff to you, too. Like, it's funny because some stuff is 12 seconds, minute and a half, 7 minutes. 3 minutes, 45 seconds.
Sure.
It's just whatever the idea is, or sometimes I'll just leave, you know, the voice memo rolling. Like if I'm in the car or something like that, I'll just hit it if I have like ideas and I got like a long drive. So it's all over the place.
Do you ever excuse yourself from a place? And it's one thing to get an idea if you're in the car. It's another thing I'm at a restaurant with my family, but it's like, hey guys, look, I got to go outside and record my little voice riff here. Otherwise I'll forget.
Yeah. Totally, 100%. I would just do that. Like if I literally like was somewhere and I just had something pop into my head out of the blue. But you know, I always look at it like this: if the universe gave it to me at that moment in time, don't ever disrespect the gift that the universe gave you. And
what about
yourself,
a funeral?
I'll think about it. I'll do it later.
Hold on. You're at somebody's funeral. You are at someone's funeral. They're being eulogized, and you're like, ah, crap, man. I got to be this guy and step out. Like, would you step out of that?
Yeah.
That was the whole thing with John Tesh.
What's that?
John Tesh is like overseas. He gets the round ball rock like idea. Leaves it on his old school answering machine, gets up 3 weeks later and writes that song.
Really?
That's great.
Yeah.
Talking to Brent from A Blind to Thought and a Dream. Also a part of Shinedown, along with Zach Myers.
The fact that you brought those out is extraordinary. Now people should go online and go look up Blind Thought and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dreve and have their minds blown.
And blown. Yes, blown. Blown.
What would they hear? Is it even reasonably close to Shinedown or a completely different direction?
Aside from like, what's interesting about that, some people are like, do you not just absolutely cringe that people know about that? I'm like, absolutely not. Like, the thing is, I still keep in contact with the majority. Like, I have a text chain, actually, with all the guys, except for the drummer in Blind Thought, like myself and Zach and Taylor and Eric. Those are my buds from there. And Adam was the name of the drummer, but I just haven't had any contact with him in years. But we have, like, you know, a text chain with each other, and we always try to at least once a year pick, like, 3 or 4 days where we'll get together with each other and just hang out. And same thing with Dreve. I still talk to those guys as well. I don't see them as much. They're still in Knoxville, Tennessee. Most of them are. I've still stayed in really close contact with those guys. But I think that people, if you look it up online, what they would see is a young me kind of just, you know, trying to figure himself out.
Sure. Is it easier for you to sit down and do acoustic based on the fact you guys have so much energy when you're on stage?
Right.
And I mean, you are just all over the place. So do you find a different range when you can just sit down and hear yourself?
I mean, it just depends on the vibe of the show and, you know, what direction we take the songs and kind of like what the set list is. I mean, we did for the first time ever, we hadn't been able to do like an acoustic full show, me and Zach, outside of North America or Canada. And so earlier this year, we actually played Download in the UK.
Damn.
And then we stayed an extra 2 nights. And then the second day that we were there, we actually played about 2 hours and 6 minutes. We were on stage. We did 24 songs.
Jesus.
Just me and Zach acoustic, because we had never done it in London before. We had never really done a full acoustic show. That was probably one of the loudest and wildest shows we've ever had. We were in a facility that held like about 3,500 people. They put the show on sale. It sold out in something like 12 minutes.
Jesus.
Or something like that. And, but the show, when you do it acoustic, it's just a different thing. A lot of times it also gives us a way of explaining like what these songs are and where they came from. So sometimes it can have like a storyteller's vibe, but we always throw curveballs at people and we'll play different cover songs that people wouldn't have expected us to do and things of that nature. And obviously we're playing Shinedown stuff, but also me and Zach have a side project that we do called Smith and Meyer. So we actually have a lot of material.
Yeah. Do you ever, when you say like you say, kind of like songwriters thing, or we're going to explain what the song's about, do you ever just blatantly lie? Just to take the other guy off guard, like, hey, man, this is the story when Zach killed a hooker in Brazil. Hit it.
Well, you know what? Who's really good at that is Eric. When we do, like, a trifecta, or it's me, Eric, and Zach, and it's, like, an acoustic thing or something like that. Eric loves to, like, make up stories about where certain things, like, what is the what's the background to this song? And then Eric will just take it over, and me and Barry just kind of sit back in awe.
Awesome. Like, this story. Where is this going to go?
So me personally, like, when we're doing it, when we're having acoustic shows, like, if it's just me and Zach, you know what? Yeah, probably we've done it does kind of turn into this comedic type of show, only because me and Zach just like to bust on each other. So there's no choreography. So there's always some pretty wild stories being told.
Hey, Brent, I just want to give you a warning. If we introduce you at the Unwrapped show that you'll be playing with us a little bit later this year, we're going to lie on your behalf. We're going to lie and say, hey, look, two of these, I don't want to say which two songs, but two of these songs are about the one time he saw me and my wife expressing the anal glands of a bulldog. If you pay attention, you'll tell which song it is.
Yeah. Unwrapped an acoustic holiday.
You actually want people to buy tickets to
yes, they will. They will. Speaking of that, tickets are on sale now. All the details at KISW.com. Brent and Zach, you're playing with Pretty Reckless. You're playing with Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and Mammoth.
Dude, are you kidding me, though? Like, that's, I mean, I don't know, you know, people listening to this, like, you know, I'm very, very, like, we're stoked to be a part of that. But just the lineup you just said, Daughtry, the Pretty Reckless, Mammoth, and Hollywood Undead, get out of here, dude.
Yeah.
And it's acoustic?
And you're the headliner.
Yeah, dope.
Oh, there's no love for us being there. You know, we'll be there. He says nothing. Yeah, yeah, you mentioned pretty reckless. It's like, oh, well, now it's worth my time.
As long as we're lying, I'm going to tell everybody.
But are you guys going to perform as well? Or are you doing shtick in between everything? Or are you just
I will tell you what. All right, listen.
Come out,
we'll figure it out.
And, like, show us your chop.
Hey, man, look. We have a house band. I'm not saying we're good, but we do exist.
Oh,
all right?
Jesus.
So, in theory, I'm going to run this by Cass and Allie and give us two or three songs.
What we should learn, like, a Christmas song together. You guys can come up during our set, and we can do a Christmas song together.
What did we play before, Mike? What was
Christmas and Hollis.
Yeah. Mike and I sang Christmas and Hollis.
Christmas and Hollis. And what was the other one we did for Couch Riffs?
Oh, yeah.
Father Christmas. Oh, yeah. Kiss the money. Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
I can sing Rocky Top 2 if you need it.
For your friends there in Knoxville.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, go Vols.
Brenta Smith.
Everybody that knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's just going to be me and you. But, man, you play Rocky Top, I'm going to lose it.
Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown will be joining us for the Unwrapped and Acoustic Holiday. Tickets are on sale now, KISW.com. It'll get here quicker than we think. So we're looking forward to seeing you again, Brent.
We'll be opening the show with Rocky Top.
Okay.
Nice.
Very good. Great talking to you, brother. We'll see you soon.
Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you very much. Much love.
Yeah, you got it, man.
See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.